The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
I'm a Cam Newton. I'm a Cam Newton. I'm a Cam Newton.
Yeah,
I'm a Cam Newton.
Yeah,
I'm a Cam Newton.
Damn, like a Cam Newton. Damn, like a Cam Newton.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am here with Trappo. What up, boy?
What up, Jess, boy?
Yo, this song is hypey as hell.
Man.
It's the Cam Newton.
I put my heart into this one, man.
Can we turn this up just a little bit more? Just listen to this beat right here.
Woke up with a checkup on my lap. My salary is just like Cam Newton. Why you niggas wanna act like me? Try another subject, you ain't me. Spinning like I scored a touchdown. Did the dab like I'm turned now. Fans screaming out my name, Trappo. Bring your biz like she crab now.
All right, Trappo.
What's good,
the Cam Newton. So where did, why the Cam Newton?
Cam Newton is so popular right now, and, you know, man, North Carolina is my second hometown. You know, I'm from Alabama, but, you know, North Carolina is my second hometown, so I'm a rep with Cam Newton all day, man. Keep doing your thing, man.
Which I'm very happy you taught me the dance before we went live. Got me up on that. All right, so you're 3 years you've been doing music, right?
Yeah.
You're originally from Alabama, living out here in California. What has that transition kind of been like for you? I mean, to kind of come from, you know, a country. I'm from the suburbs,
right,
so,
right.
You know what I mean? So, like, come from a country and come to the city. How has that kind of influenced your music as far as, like, not really changing your sound and
right.
being able to deliver that kind of a hit?
Well, it's very hard because coming out here, you know, the slang that we have, I have to put it together. So, me being here a long time in California, I learned the L.A. kind of slang, which is my West Coast and Southern in one. So when people hear my music, they know, like, they be like, oh, what is this dude talking about? No, it's a Southern slang with the good rap.
With the good rap.
Good rap.
And you're working on a new EP. Why Cam Newton? Why was that the first single that had to come out? You said you finished the EP. You're working on getting it mastered, which we're titling it Extra'd Out Volume
1. Extra'd Out.
Why Extra'd Out?
Extra'd Out is a word that I use every day. Everybody know me. When they hear it, it says, hey, man, them shoes you wearing, bro, them Extra'd Out. You know, that's my word. So my CD is going to be Extra'd Out, and I call that high-quality stuff. I put my heart into this CD, this EP.
I'm excited to hear what else is going to be delivered on it because, I mean, to hear this as your first track, it's a club banger. I mean,
it's a club banger.
You get a touchdown, you're going to be doing the Cam Newton.
Dab Cam Newton.
Now, is there any reaction from Cam Newton? Is there any, you know what I mean? Is like the Super Bowl going to be, you know what I mean? Like a Super Bowl coming
right now,
up? You know what
right
saying?
Now, I'm kind of working on these placements for the Super Bowl. I know North Carolina Panthers are going to the Super Bowl like that, man. I want to be, you know, there to, you know, kind of turn the whole crowd up with this Cam Newton song because it's a dance that everybody's doing right now, which is the dab dance. And I think it's right on the money and right on the time to drop this song right now.
And tell me a little bit about the production of the song. Like, how did you kind of come around writing it as far as getting the beat for it?
Yeah, well, you know, my boy GT, you know, from Eardrummers, he did this beat. You know, well, you know, shout out to Mike Will, you know, GT, you know, I love y'all, man, for this, man. And, you know, letting this go for me, they really looked out for me on this one. This beat is definitely the dopest I ever heard.
And, I mean, you know, we see, like, the dance movement right now in hip-hop is finally coming back around because it comes in waves.
Right.
You know, we saw the Watch Out, the Nay Nay kind of, it took them a while. They had put out an original music video, and then once the song kind of hit, they had redid it. Is that kind of in your plans as far as, like, where a visual for the song?
Definitely in my plans to keep it in the same generation that it is with these dances because this is the new music. You know, you got to dedicate it to, like, they're really getting millions off this music.
Yeah.
Off a dance. So, Cam Newton, here it come.
And if you You said you're going to drop the EP sometime in January.
January.
So, I mean, one thing that I've been noticing a lot with artists lately is, you know, there's two different types of artists. There's one artist where they focus on the project as a whole, and, you know, they really want to focus on what is the project going to deliver as a message, versus some other people, artists that are coming out, more so the newer artists, they put a project out and the project is kind of all over the place, mm-hmm. and they're more worried about, well, let's figure out what the singles are going to be. And then you just have this album filled with singles. What's kind of your perspective as far as what you want to do with X Shit Out?
Well, X Shit Out, well, they all definitely singles. I promise you I'm giving y'all the best in one, and that's all I can make is hits. Like, you know, I can't even just sit in the studio and make something just similar to not being a hit. But this CD, I promise you, you will love it. This EP is going to be the best ever. I promise you. X Shit Out.
And is there kind of like a through line throughout the album as far as what you want to get out there? Or is it, I mean, because I haven't been to Texas yet. I haven't been to, you know, the only southern place I've ever been to is really, I mean, when I think about it, I'd have to say Florida. And
hey, I like Florida.
You know, it's cool. Yeah. But I know that there's this sound and this movement that's, I believe, is kind of, in music, I feel we started in New York, and then we came over to L.A., and then now it's kind of Midwestern. And we're moving down to the South. I hear a lot of stuff coming from Houston and that this trap music that's starting to come out now and mixing it and fusing it with hip-hop. Tell me a little bit about that sound, that influence, that kind of you bring to your music.
Well, I got this jump off. When I get on the track, man, everybody's just was in this big studio telling me, like, bro, do you rap, bro, or something? I was like, man, my come off on every song is a good delivery, I promise you. And that right there is just going to put me on top of, like, a lot of rappers that I never thought I could be in front of. And not to say I hate any other rappers or nothing, but I thought that me putting this together and, you know, having a lot of people around me work with me on this one, they didn't like me. I had to work around this and get back up. And now I'm back here to where they all like me now for this Cam Newton song, which I thought would happen. And, you know, it's just me right now, man.
How do you push through that, like, as an artist? Like, how do you get through it mentally?
It's some of the hardest. You got to separate people, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in the studio by yourself. Everybody see you have a hit. They want to get on it. And it's not my, you know what I'm saying? It's not my rock. So it's, what my whole thing is just do me and this in here by myself in the studio. And, like, pay attention to who's looking at me and not the people, not me following these people, you know, because following ain't going to get you nowhere in California. Nowhere.
And especially in this specific city.
You got to be your own.
And, I mean, just to kind of go off that, as you, you know, start getting the taste of, like, moving up in the business, what would be something to someone who's, you know, wants to get in the business and, you know, they're starting out and they got their boys around or who they think are their boys or, you know, in their ear, what would be your advice to someone who's trying to get on?
Well, my advice to someone who's trying to get on is, well, you hear this sound called this new generation sound right now. And if you got anything you can put together and in your own opinion and not listen to anybody else, you will win. If you're going to continue to listen to somebody else on their opinion on your music, you're not going to get anywhere. I promise you that. And that's how it's going to be in that studio. But I promise you, if you do this, do your own thing, and you'll be flying right out the doors with your music, man.
Random question. I don't know why this is popping in my head right now. We see a lot of complaints more so with female hip hop. There always has to be this one female rapper. Whereas males, they can kind of work together and there ain't really, you know, there'll be some sort of beast, but overall, guys can kind of work together and it ain't nothing.
Right.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think in hip hop it's harder for females to kind of...
Well, everything is about this social media right now. You know, if it's a girl that's on and she got 100K followers, she should be able to make it. You know, her whole theme is she can be there and make it in rapping now. If she decides to rap and she has that many followers, they're going to follow behind. It's a social media thing now, you know. So we're picking girls off of this instead of picking them in, you know, really being in the ring with them, like going to concerts or listening to their rap, you know, listening to how they do it. But right now, it's basically off the social right now.
Bro, this is how I was just watching Love & Hip Hop New York last night.
Yeah, my Lord.
Oh, like, wait, all these people are rappers. Like, where are we finding these? Right. Where is this coming from? What would you say about the sound out right now? I mean, you know, you hear kind of, I don't know how to put it without it sounding rude or judgmental towards art, but you hear these artists, they come out and they put this, they put a single out and the single's great. Yeah. And then it comes to seem that each single after that follows sounds almost like a replication of what the first single was. For you, how do you kind of stay clear of that? And or is that something that to in the industry you should stay clear of? I mean, I've also heard people say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. You can. Like I said, you know, the new movement of now right now is Rich Homie Quan and Young Thug.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And they really got this town and world going crazy right now. You know, I have no disrespect to none of them right there. They really changed the game.
Yeah. I heard a cover the other day of some, this dude, he sang a Young Thug song. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even know that those were half of the words that were being said. But This is actually a really dope song.
Right.
And I think that we just need to open up our eyes a lot in this day and age, especially because I think it's a younger generation who just doesn't know the game as well as the generation that's judging them, looking down at them. Because where I was kind of going before with like albums and as far as releasing a visual for each single, the artist has kind of lost the marketing behind a project. I just feel like, I don't know, it's when you, I don't know if that's the mixtape game or I don't know if it's the single game. It's, you know, we're trying to put a single out every single week now at this point to try and stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that necessary or is that, you know, these are the people who have to, there are certain people who have to do that to stay alive.
Well, you have to do that to stay alive, period. But, you know, in this game, man, you know, you got these big rappers and they're, you know, like I told you, these followers, it helps a lot for these people, you know. And I'm like, I look at it, I say, Rick Ross, hey, man, y'all up there, man. Like, you know, I can't even say nothing. I'm not a real lyricist. I'm really, you know, I know the catch on what's going on, you know, because I'm in the club every, you know.
Right.
So I put it all together, and I come out with my own thing, and I kind of sound better than that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, oh, okay, let me rip his beat and then come out with something. So a lot of people got on by ripping another man's beat. And, you know, put theirself to the top off of someone else's, you know, career back in the day. You know, These new beats, stealing beats and stuff. It ain't nothing about stealing beats, man. Just put it together.
And it's so funny you say that because it goes back and forth. You hear these people who call themselves hip-hop heads or whatever, and they get so angry at it. And when you really think about it and you look at some of the greats, that's all the greats ever did.
Right.
Michael Jackson. Openly admits... Yeah, I watched Elvis, I watched all these people, and went back and I did what they did better.
Right. Let's see.
There it goes. Boom. Extra Out Volume 1, coming first quarter in January. What else can we expect within the new year from Trapo?
Every time I bring out...
It's 2016.
Anything I bring out is going to be a seller. I promise you that. And, you know, we're going to start it off with this Extra Out. Like, when y'all hear my sound and music... Y'all gonna love it, man. Like, you know, it's a hater thing goes on around in this world, but, you know, you can't hate good music, and that's what I got for you, is good music.
And where can everyone keep up with you as far as wanting to stay up to date when we're gonna get that video?
Yeah, you stay up to date.
Because I'm waiting for that video so I can do the dance.
You definitely can catch me in Hollywood, you know, I'll be fresh and fly, but, you know, that young video, I'm gonna stick to the 7th of January. We already gonna start shooting January 1st. And we're going to do it. We're going to turn it up all the way from New Year's to there, all the way on to Christmas.
And so what do we got to do out there? What do we need to be tweeting at? What do we need to be doing?
We need to get this to be the anthem.
Really? This needs to be the anthem.
This is the anthem. Cam Newton. Like, I go to the club, people give me the...
Can we play this on our way out? Can you play that?
They dab me. They don't even wave no more. They be like, Trapo! So, Cam.
So where can we follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter. Trapo _ and you can follow me on Instagram, Trapo, actually it's Trap _O_.
And where can everyone get the single?
You can go and get the single on iTunes. It should be on iTunes on the 21st of December.
Boom, Trapo, thank you for coming in.
Yeah. My boy Jesse, I love you, man.
Embarrass myself. Let me stop. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys check out the single January 20. You said 21st?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to my boy Joe Stunner. It wouldn't have happened before you, boy. This is hook. Man, I love you, man. This is bad, man.
Boom. Shout out to Joe Stunner. Make sure you guys check out Cam Newton on iTunes. Also hit us up at BHL The Beat on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. And you guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Till tomorrow. Peace.
Damn, like a Cam Newton. Damn, like a Cam Newton. Damn, like a Cam. I'm a Cam Newton. Do that. Cam. Do that. Cam. We would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.